Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Herbal supplements are regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, but not as strictly as prescription or over-the-counter drugs. They fall under a category called dietary supplements. Dietary supplement makers don't need FDA approval to sell their products, but they must ensure that their supplements are free of contaminants and that they're accurately labeled. They must also not make any specific medical claims. For example, a company cannot say, "This herb reduces the frequency of urination due to an enlarged prostate." The FDA can take action against companies that make false or unsupported claims to sell their supplements. The FDA can remove dangerous products from the market. However, the rules don't guarantee that herbal supplements are safe for anyone to use. Such products can pose unexpected risk because many supplements contain active ingredients and they can have strong effects on your body. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.